I'm in Paris with Giovanna Sadonis. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
You are here to talk about your new project, Lucifer. You choose a real evocative name for your new band. How do you expect the audience to react to have such a name bane, Lucifer?
Well, I did not choose the name to provoke anything. I chose it because... Well, when I founded Lucifer, I had that name right away in my head, but I thought, my first thought was, you cannot do that. It's a very provocative name to take that, you know, because especially in the metal scene, you know, a lot of people will say, who's she to think that she can take such a powerful name? And I was thinking about this name for a while, and because Lee Dorian and I, we talked a lot about during the procedure of me creating this new band, and at one point he said, come on, just tell me what the name in your head is. And I said, well, you're probably going to think I'm an idiot, but it's Lucifer. And he said, well, that's great, that's a good name. And the thing is, I mean, I'm aware that there have been bands called Lucifer before, but to my surprise, there's right now, at this moment in time, there's not really a popular band with that name, which I thought was really kind of odd, because, you know, anything so classical as a word, you know, if you go on metal archives or whatever, you find at least like 20 bands in Brazil or something, you know, named that. Anyways, it's such a powerful name. It's also a very catchy name, and I just couldn't, it wouldn't leave my mind, and I had no other choice. I just went for it.
Any link with any other band? I check on Wikipedia, of course, and find an old British solo rock band from Dennis Irving. Yes, there is no link.
There was an odd link, and that was when I told the drummer in Lucifer, because he was with me in my last band, The Oath, as well. When he asked me, so what's your name for our new thing, you know? And I said, well, I decided now for Lucifer. And he said to me, oh, that's really strange, because he also plays in a band called Angel Witch. And Angel Witch used to be called their British band. They used to be called Lucifer before they were called Angel Witch. But not many people know that. I didn't know this, actually. So there is a link, turns out to be.
Something like a coincidence?
Coincidence, yeah. Or, you know, fate.
For your sound, it's an old-school sound. I read that you use some analogic recordings or recording in the old-fashioned way. What was your goal when you use something like that to record an album? Is it to rise up the ancient spirit of rock?
The goal or the thought that I had with Lucifer was that I wanted to, because what I like about these old classic 70s productions is that it's so organic, and that it makes it more approachable for me emotionally, as if I would listen to like a modern, very sleek production, you know, where it's like the drums are on click and it's so clinical, it's dead, you know. And I'm a very emotional person and I need to feel music, and I like to hear little faults and little mistakes, because it breathes and it comes from people, and you have that in old rock music. And that's why I picked a studio. It's a studio called Candy Bomber in Berlin, and the guy that runs the studio, he used to run Conny Plank studio, and Conny Plank is this old crowd rock producer. He did like Can and the First Scorpions and all that kind of like important crowd rock stuff in Germany. And being so inspired by 70s heavy rock music, I thought that's great. Also, I did not want to go to the typical metal studio. I wanted to go to somebody who does not record heavy metal bands, because I wanted to take it out of context, because I do listen. I mean, I'm a heavy metal kid. I grew up with that, you know, don't get me wrong. But with Lucifer, I really did not want to have a metal production, and I wanted to approach the old. I mean, the thing is, I don't want to sound like a 70s heavy rock band. I see Lucifer as our own contemporary approach, but I'm very influenced by it, and I just love the sound of it, because like I said in the beginning, it's so organic and so more human and natural.
What is your recipe to create Lucifer music?
I think what should be the recipe for anybody doing anything creative is sincerity. You know, you should not do things without having a lot of passion for it, and you should not try to make something for other people. You should make something that feels natural to you, because you feel that this is the right way to do it. And I think everybody in the band is like that. You know, we're not a very young band. Everybody has been in bands for many years and is very experienced. So we kind of have our own language. We don't have to look around, oh, I want to sound like him, or looking left and right, you know. It's more you listen to within yourself and you write something and you know if it feels, if it's right or not, you know, if a song is finished or not. Or so don't be pretentious, be sincere and believe in it yourself, and you have your own language.
About the recording of the album, you did it really in the old way, I mean all in the room, and you record on a tape and one shot and it's good?
Yeah, I thought, you know, I wanted to record onto a tape because we did that with my last band as well. But we did use some modern technology. But we did, yes, we stood in one room together, the whole band playing. But we took out, because I just did like a guide vocal, I went back after, so basically what was recorded, or the songs together as a band, you use the drums and the bass, but then you overdub it with more guitar layers, and then maybe you even out a little bass note here and there. And then I also in the end went and to the studio by myself and did all the vocals properly, because you also have like a lot of harmonies and so on, and there's tons of guitar layers and so on. So yeah, so that's the old school way that we did. The reason for that is that, again, you know, if you record as a full band, you can feel it in the music, because it is also more, that word again, you know, organic, because it's a whole different kind of movement when you have everybody playing together.
It's a way to share your energy between all the musicians when you do like that?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I mean, it's a bit more sterile if everybody gets in their own little booth and records their thing, you know. It's more natural to be in one room. I think something like this is transported in the music. You know, I mean, the Rolling Stones or whatever, when they did their albums, like in the 70s and so on, they stood together, and I think a record like that would have sounded very different if you would have, I don't know. I think, the energy between people and the chemistry that shines through in a recording.
What the lyrics deal with?
The lyrics are very personal. I mean, at first glance, you think, okay, they deal with the usual occult kind of symbolism. There's a lot of images or words, you know, that treat like the classic magic approach or whatever. But all these words and images, they stand as symbols, and they are metaphors for personal stories. So every lyric is basically, for me, a story of my life, or several stories entwined and just wrapped up in a way that nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Sorry for saying that word. But I'm dealing with my personal life, you know. And I mean, but there's also lyrics, there's dreams, you know. There's a song called Israel, and Israel is an alternative spelling of Azrael, the angel of death. And I had a dream that he was standing at the foot of my bed, and I knew that I was going to die, you know. And I usually don't have a personified image of death. Death is very much more ungraspable. It's an abstract concept. But in that dream, it was personified, and it was like a fatherly figure. So that song is about death, but it's also about, you know, I had several people in my life go and die, and those stories are somehow in there as well, you know. Or there's a song called Anubis, and Anubis stands for a person in my life, a certain moment. But Anubis also stands for the Egyptian god, you know, that symbolizes, you know, he takes you by the hand when you die, and he weighs your heart against a feather to evaluate how you lived your life, you know. And I think it's very important to be aware of how you live your life. You know, so every song has like certain philosophies and certain magical images, but also personal stories, you know, can be love and death and whatever you encounter in life.
The album was released in June. Did you already have some feedback from the audience?
Yeah, we did have some really good feedback, and I'm very grateful and humble about it. I mean, after all, you know, of course we play music for ourselves, you know, but if that can catch on to other people, then that's amazing, you know, because usually I'm on the other side. I'm the music fan, you know. I listen to music and adore music, so it's strange when it's actually reversed, you know, when you're the one making something. And there's actually, you know, we just played our first like big tour in America, and there were people, and you know, standing in the front that would sing along every word, and that's crazy to see. I mean, makes you want to cry, because I read these words like at my desk, you know, and by myself, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're in a strange country and somebody, you see their mouth moving to your words, you know, that is so weird, because usually I'm the one, you know, that is like listening to other people's music, so it's amazing.
Do you feel that there is one track especially who is really appreciated? Maybe Israel, of course, because there is a video clip, but is there another one?
It's funny, because I hear every time there's I hear different opinions on the songs. Like, it's almost as if almost every song gets their moment with somebody. So that's great. I mean, yeah, the first song on the record is maybe a very catchy one because the beat is very driven and so on. I know that a lot of people like Sabbath because it's very, very doom, classic doom kind of number. Maybe also hence the name. I know that people like that. And then I think White Mountain is a song that a lot of people like.
You will be on tour with Paradise Lost and Tribulation. Have you got a special track list for this tour, or do you make something different any night, or have you got any secret tracks only for live?
We have no plans for secret tracks yet, because we think that, you know, a lot of people, I mean, hopefully there will also be people that like Lucifer, but there's going to be Paradise Lost fans, so we introduce ourselves, you know. So we get a set of 40 minutes, and that's basically our album, you know. So let's see if... but usually people like to hear Anubis as well, and that's a song that we usually open up the show with, because it's very kind of hymnic, and it gets everybody into the mood. People know that song, at least the people that know us. So I think the whole album will be played in one way or another, plus that single.
You will play 3 times in France, 8th of November in Bordeaux, 9th November in Paris, and 10th November in Strasbourg. Do you feel something special to play in France, or is there a special response from the French audience?
I don't know, because it's going to be the first time that I will play France, and I'm very excited about it, because I do love Paris. I actually said to Lee today when we arrived by train that I'm glad to be in Paris. It's so beautiful here. But no, I'm excited. I'm curious to see how people are going to be here.
So now you are on Lucifer. You were on the Oz before. Can we say that now Lucifer is your one and only project, or have you something else on your mind?
No, nothing else. I have a lot to do with Lucifer now, really. I mean, this tour is going to be 7 weeks long, and then it's almost the end of the year, and then I have to start thinking, Gaz and I, we want to sit down and write more material. We probably will put out a single early next year. We will go to Japan early next year. In spring, I think we might go back to America again for a tour. So there's lots of stuff coming. I don't see having any time for anything else. Also, I really love Lucifer.
Do you think there will be another video clip or lyrics video?
I'm not sure if for this album, but hopefully for future music.
So what are you working on? You rehearse every night and day? Or?
No, we don't. We don't have... we only rehearse like right before we go to the studio or right before we go on tour. So next week we have a few rehearsals, because then we're going to be on tour for 7 weeks. I think by now we don't really need to rehearse the album anymore, because we play it so much now, you know. But and also before, we were not really a rehearsal band, because before I just moved to London, you know, 2 weeks ago. Before that, I was living in Berlin, so we would just write over Gary Jennings, the guitar player, and me. We would send each other files, so that's how we would write. And then when the songs were finished, we played them to the other guys in the band, the drummer and the bass player. And then everybody would learn, and we would meet up as a band, rehearse for a few days, then we went to the studio to record. So we're not really a rehearsing band, you know. But I hope now that I'm living in London, that's great, because now I can actually sit down if I have time. But I mean, right now we're on the road.
Is there a word you would like to say to your French listeners, a special word?
I'm not a preacher, but I'm looking very forward to playing France, and hopefully seeing some of the people that bought our album, which we are very grateful for. So I'm excited. I love France. It's a very beautiful country. And I'm not just saying that because people are supposed to say that. I mean it. I'm excited, especially for Paris. So see you then.
I will tell you 5 places, and you can pick one to live in this location. You can choose the Cave of the Flintstone, the Sherwood Forest, the house of Sherlock Holmes in London, the secret house of Elvis Presley in Antarctica, or the Addams Family Mansion. Where would you like to live?
I take the Addams Family Mansion, and I beam it over to London because I just moved there. The rent is so expensive that I wish I had a house like the Adams Family house in London. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.